Let's go into our series today. Does anybody know what series we're on today? Adam and Eve. Last week I heard I hit guys pretty good, and the girls came back for the girls session today. Amen. So I'm excited to give it to you girls as well. Before I do that, I heard a wise man said that in order to understand a woman, you have to understand these two things. The only problem is that no one knows what those two things are. All right. Last week, I gave you 10 reasons why I love being a man. Today, I want to give you 17 reasons why women love being women, okay? I was going to have Tanya read that, but she said, go ahead and read that. So, number one, we have a superpower of being able to grow life inside of us. Number two, we could shop at Victoria's Secrets and not get weird glances. Number three, when I'm down, all it takes is a new lip gloss and not a BMW to cheer me up. Women are caring enough to check on each other daily for no reason at all. Chances are on our side for never being wrong and always being right. When given a task to do, we usually do it right the first time. We have intuition, which usually steers us in the right direction. Chances of getting out of speeding tickets are higher for women than men. 11, they know where to stash the chocolate, so there's always spare, even when they're on diet. 12, I can wear heels and look good, and also use them as a weapon. They are aware that stress is spelled backwards as desserts. Okay? They don't have hair growing out of their ears and nose. Women live longer. That's the fact. We can ask for directions. And chances are, in front of every awesome man is an awesome woman who made him that way. Woo-hoo. Amen. Today we're talking about differences, similarities between Adam and Eve. Okay? It's not a popular message, you know, because I have to tackle some of the cultural perceptions of what women should be and what men should be and vice versa. I want to start reading Bible from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and we'll do it through 25. Amen. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper," say helper, "comparable to him." Out of the ground, Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord had taken from the man, he made. That word made there is build. The original is built. So he built into a woman, and he brought her to a man. And Adam said, "This is now the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And they were both naked, and man and his wife were not ashamed. Amen. Amen. Good one. Now, in our society today, there's so much confusion between male and female roles, especially in the family. That confusion does not help our marriages, because over 50% of our marriages fail, end up in divorce. Children, because of divorce, growing up without fathers. And last week I gave you statistics of poverty rate for children growing in one parent family. The prison rate, 90% of inmates in prison were people who didn't have father in their life. Okay? So suicide rates increases when there's no father. Running away from home increases when there's no father. So there's many consequences for broken up families. We said last week that man is the foundation of human family. Human family is the foundation of our society. So destroy the foundation of human family, which is a man, and guess what you have? The whole house will eventually crumble, and we see the financial, physical, and emotional results because fathers are absent in their families. Now, what I found out is that 40%+ of women are having babies now without a man in their life, not being married. And that number is still increasing. Many movie stars today are having babies and they don't even announce who the husband is or who is the father of the baby. They just say, this lady had a baby, that's it. It's like, where's the man? Okay, I understand you can take care of him, okay? Now, the major cause of poverty in the world is because brokenness of families. You break apart a family and you have poverty. Have you ever watched TV and saw wolves hunting? Maybe. I remember my family and I, we went to the Synodome here in Washington Pavilion, and we watched wolves. And one of the tactics of wolves is they separate, they break up the herd. And when they break up the herd, then they're able to pick them one by one, because there's strength in their unity and there's weakness in their chaos. Our God is a God of unity. Our God is a God of order, God of peace. Satan, on the other hand, he works in confusion. He likes to make a lot of confusion. That's why there's so much sexual confusion in our time. Men are sexually confused. Women, if you heard the college statistics of what's happening, I mean, it's crazy. There's a lot of confusion going on out there. And you know what, when guys, girls, when we're growing up and we're going through that period in our life, we're all confused. But that doesn't mean you're gay right away. But if you listen to the world, if you're just a little bit confused, you're gay. That's it. It's over. No. You were who God plumbed you and created you to be. You want to know who you are? Look, and you'll know who you are. But there's a lot of confusion, and our God is not a God of confusion. Men, women, God does not want you to be confused. He wants you to know the right order. Amen. So today my assignment is, ladies, to persuade you that trusting God's word will bring maximum joy and meaning into your life. You know, Christians, we have been falsely accused of chauvinism, okay? And I have to admit that we do have few nuts in the church today. Not just our church, not our church, of course. It's other churches. We do have, in a general church, we have few nuts in our churches. But you know what? Let me teach you a principle here. That you don't judge an organization based on few nuts in it. You judge it based on its founder. And our founder is Jesus Christ. We're built on a solid foundation. You know how he treated women? He was so advanced in his generation compared to how he treated women. He appeared to woman first and told her to go tell the disciples about that he's risen. Jesus treated women really well. Amen. So if somebody says, well, I am not a Christian because there's so many bad Christians. You never judge Christianity based on few nuts that we have in it. You always judge it based on the founder. You can do the same thing with Muslims. You can judge it based on its founder, and you'll know what the religion is all about. Okay? Enough said. Amen. So today, I want to give you three truths, ladies and guys, too, that we can learn from Genesis 1 and 2 about who Eve was. But before I do that, before I give you these three truths, I want to give you five pre-truths, okay? And I'm going to read them fast. Nathan, if you could put those on the board. Let's read. One, God is a God of purpose. Two, everything was created with and for purpose. When purpose is unknown, abuse is inevitable. If you want to know a purpose of a thing, never ask a thing. 5, ask the maker of a thing. You want to know what women were created for? You got to ask the maker of a thing. So number 1, what was the purpose of Eve? Why was she created? Who was she? We know from Jewish writings, let me just give you this pretext, that Eve was they say that Eve was the most beautiful woman that ever lived. She was created in the image of God. Let me read to you. Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man." Now it's not talking about male. It's talking about a man. Okay? Man comes in 2 models. I told you that last week. Male and female. So when God says, "Let us make man," it's not talking about male man. It's talking about female and male together. Let's read this. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them," say them. Say again, them. What does them means? Okay. "Let us make man in our image, and let them." So listen to this. Men, women, we were both made in the image of God. Women, you were created in the image of God, just as men were created in the image of God. Women, you were not created in the image of some lower God, that man somehow is a higher. See, that's where Christianity is misunderstood a lot, because you don't read the Word of God. You can't miss this. This is the first chapter of the whole book. Let us make man in our image, meaning humankind, and let them have dominion. Let them. God speaks to both of them. So men and women were created in the image of God. If you don't like the Bible, you'll say, "God puts women down. God is a chauvinistic God." No, he is not. He created them in his image. Does God put himself down? If God puts a woman down, then he has to put himself down, because she's made in his image. Amen. So God does not. How can you say that the Word of God diminishes woman if God created them in image and likeness? He didn't. See, it's always dangerous, Christians, to get our theology from news media, from even textbooks in school, from talk shows in Hollywood. They corrupt it. It's like learning about Jews from Hitler. You just don't go there. It's like learning your Bible from Satan. I mean, you don't take advice from your enemy of that subject in order to learn that, okay? So from Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we're learning. And I can make a safe declaration that men and women were created equal in the image of God. Let's establish that right away. Let's establish that in our church, that men and women were created equal in the image of God. Now, let me make a little add to that. Men and women were not given the same responsibilities. Okay, and we'll get to that. Number 2, so they were created in the image of God, both. When you put down another person, you're putting down the image of God. If you're putting down a woman, you're putting down an image of God. Amen. Number 2, we were created to have dominion. Women were created to have dominion just as Adam was. Let's read it. Let them have dominion. Now, did it say let him have dominion? It said let them. Who? Man, male and female. Let them have dominion. Many people misunderstand this fact as well. They think that Adam was created for dominion, but Eve was there to submit and be lower, like she's a lower species. That's a lie from hell. That's a disruption of Bible. Woman was not created lower. She was created for dominion, just as man was created for dominion. Let them have dominion. What part of them have dominion? Don't you understand? Let them have dominion. Amen. What is dominion? Okay. What is dominion? Dominion, Hebrew word is radah. R-A-D-A-H. You know what that means? Kingdom, govern, rule, manage and lead. See, when God said, let them have dominion, He meant men and women have dominion. Both can lead. Who said women can lead? Women can lead just as well as men can lead. They can manage just as well as men can manage. Amen. So, women were created to have dominion, just as Adam was created to have dominion. God had a problem. Watch this. He created the earth. He created his beautiful animals on it, plants, fish, birds, I mean, everything. He created a garden, and he said, there's no one to manage it. What's going to happen to it? And so God says, let us create man, human, in our image, male and female, and let them have dominion. So ladies, I want you to know that, especially Christian ladies, sometimes you start feeling like, well, the man is everything and I am, you know, supposed to submit. I'm not supposed to know who I am. No, you're supposed to know who you are. You're supposed to have dominion just as he, especially single women. Amen? We're going to get to married women here in a second. Amen. How do women dominate then? They dominate just as men do. We dominate in the area of our gifts. Notice nowhere God said you should dominate another person. Women, you were not given dominate men through manipulation, through tears, through whatever, you know. You're not to dominate another man. Same as men were not to dominate women. You know what domination of human being is? It's called slavery. That's where slavery came into existence. People began to dominate one another. And then after a while, it became so normal that even in a Christian world, slavery became, not Christian, Jewish world, slavery became almost like normal because everybody's doing it. You know, when the culture does something, you can't fight against it. You know, when the culture says this is okay, it's like, don't you dare resist that. Guys, you see a lot of stuff that's against this word of God. I'm telling you, you can't turn on a TV show without seeing all kinds of sexual perversion. You can't escape from it. What do you recommend, Pastor? You shouldn't watch movies? No, but you can resist it. You can say in your heart, this is not coming in. I'm not letting this thing inside of my heart. Amen. Don't receive everything from movies. Don't just accept everything from movies. Amen. Hallelujah. So women were to have dominion in the area of their gifts. Should women go to college? Oh, yes, they should. Should women work a career? Yes, they should. Why not? They were created for dominion just as much as men were. Now, in a family, God gives a different dynamic for marriage. But women, in general, and men, were created for dominion. Never forget that. Now, how did it happen that we started having differences then in our physical bodies? How many of you know that women were created different than men, okay? We can see that men and women are different. Bible says, thank you, Bible says that God took a rib out of a man and built it into a woman, okay? Now, I want you guys to think with me, who got the better part of what? Because there are certain things that were separated and given to women and certain things that men had left with him. Let's think about man. What was man given? One thing that man was given. Anybody want to help me? Okay. Masculinity. Let's go with that. Good. Good. You're in the right track. Man was given masculinity. How many? Nobody will argue that men have more mass and women have more. Amen. So man was given strength so he could work hard and protect his family. So based on our gifts that God gave us, we could tell what our purpose is. Amen? And so if we look at horses, right, there's many different horses. Some are made to run fast. Some are kind of stocky and shorter. And they meant to pull, right? But there's, now I'm talking about horses in general. I'm not saying, you know, but that doesn't mean that they're bad. They just have their particular assignment. They have their particular use. Amen. So remember what I said in the beginning, 5 points. God created everything with a purpose. And if you know that purpose, you will be a happy human being. Amen. So what else did God give Adam? I would like to say that God gave vision to Adam. He's responsible for having vision for his family. Another thing God gave to Adam was roughness. We're kind of rough. We were shaped out of the dirt. Women were built out of the side of a man, if you can understand that, okay? So roughness, guys were given, and I don't want to upset ladies because ladies have this too, but guys are given rational thinking, okay? Women are more emotional. Okay, so these are the few things. They're not exciting things that God gave to man, okay? Let's look at a woman. What did God give to a woman? Well, he gave her beauty. He gave her curves. He built her well. That's why it's hard for a guy to walk by a girl and go, and not look. She's just so beautiful. I just imagine Adam. Imagine this lonely guy in a Garden of Eden walking around, moping, lonely. And here comes this beautiful, naked woman. And he's like, whoa, man. Imagine meeting your wife like that. Whoa. Where do you have to go to see that? So God gave Eve beauty. God gave Eve wisdom. God gave Eve intuition. How many of you know that ladies have special intuition? We were watching a video at our couples night, and a guy made a decision without asking his wife. And then he talked to his wife, and then he called back the buddies and said, hey, listen, I just have a feeling we shouldn't do that. But that was his wife said, are you, what are you thinking? I've had that happen to me so many times. I would have, baby, this is what I'm going to do. And she's like, are you sure about that? Well, I hate it when you're right. Amen. So God gave a woman femininity. Women, that's beautiful about you. You don't have to be like a guy. You know, the feminist movement tells us that you can only be happy if you could be like a man, if you compete like a man, if you spit like a man, chew like a man, fart like a man, burp like a man, then you'll really be fulfilled. No. Women were created feminine. God separated and gave man all that stuff. And he left the women the good parts. Intuition, beauty, wisdom, femininity, linguistic ability. How many of you know that women are better in speaking and communicating? I have a daughter. I have two daughters. One is amazing at speaking. She doesn't stop. And she communicates so well. And I'm like, baby, how is she so good at language? And she's like, that's women for you. That's girls. That's a good thing. Guys, don't tell your woman to shut up. Let her speak. She was created that way. Amen. Linguistic ability. Let her speak. Let her communicate. I have a little baby girl, Hadessa. She's 3.5 months old, and she's already a whoo. She wakes up in the morning, and she talks somehow. That's good. It's a good thing. If it wasn't for women, I don't know if we have so many social activities. Women are better at starting parties. Women are better at, you know, making everybody feel good in your home. If guys would get together to a party, they'll be like, hey. And that's it. The whole night. It'd be a boring party. Women make life better. Ladies, don't be ashamed to be a woman. Don't let the world tell you that being a woman is somehow lesser and you got to be like a man. No, be a woman. It's good to be a woman. God created you, and men love women. We do not want another man. Trust me. We want a woman. Feminine woman. Amen. Let me see here. A few years ago, there was a talk of a man having a baby. It was on Oprah, and it was on, like, all these major things. People were, like, talking about, this man is going to have a baby. Man is going to have a baby. Till we found out he wasn't a man. It was a transvestite woman was going to have a baby. And everybody was like, ah. Oh. But why is it that the world tries to confuse these sexes? Just let women have babies and let men provide and protect and amen. Woo! I'm preaching good. Women, God equipped you for amazing gifts and talents. God wants you to pursue those talents, exercising those gifts. However, when two people get married, the roles in marriage change. Doesn't mean that woman becomes lower and man becomes higher. Just the role in a family, order of the family changes. And listen to this. He used to live for himself. He was a selfish human being. Hung out with his buddies, spent all his money on whatever he wanted to spend his money, toys. But when he got married, certain responsibility fell upon him. That was to provide and protect his family. He needs to make his wife feel secure. He needs to make sure that she lives in a good neighborhood, not in some ghetto where she's afraid for her life. He needs to protect his children so they don't live a foot from the concrete or a highway or a railroad. You know, you got to provide for your family. Now, women, she used to be free and did whatever she wanted. But when she got married, God said that I want her to be a helper to him and submit to her husband. Let them be him be the leader, and she would be the helper. Now, people, and I could see feminazis going, what? I can't believe you said that nobody lives like that anymore. But listen, you have two hands, right? You have a right hand and a left hand. Which hand is a leading hand? Whatever it is, usually it's right. Some of them is left. But what is the other hand then? It's a supporting hand. Does that mean that this hand is less valuable than this one? Well, this one does all the writing. How come this one doesn't do all the writing? See, they complement each other. They fulfill each other. In marriage, things become different. Men are called to provide and protect. Women are called to help and to submit. I know I hate that word too. Yeah. Well, no, I don't hate the word. I just hate saying it because I see people going like, no, you didn't. Bring a shovel. Bring a shovel. Start digging, you know, a hole for yourself. Okay. So we were called for different roles in marriage. Now, girls, if you're not married, you don't have to submit to anybody except the Lord. And your parents, yes. If you live with your parents, that's right. But if you're married, you have to submit to your husband. So let me ask you, you got to know who you're getting married to. Make sure that the man has a plan. How can you follow a man who has no plan? Where are we going to go? Guys, you need to present a woman not just a ring, but a vision for your life. You got to say, this is my plan. I know when we got married, I said, baby, we're going to be in business. And we're going to be in ministry. That's what's going to happen. And we're not going to have any credit cards. And she didn't like that one. She liked the business ministry, but not the... So I gave her a vision for her future. Amen. Guys, you need to sit down and write a vision and show your woman where you're going. Put it in every room so she could see it. Because women were built to help you achieve that vision. She was built to help. She was given all these gifts, talents, and skills for dominion. And those skills were to help you be successful, for you to achieve together great success. And if you don't have a vision, let me tell you this, guys. Woman will get her own vision. She'll start her own business. She'll hire her own employees. If you don't have a plan, she'll do it, because don't you dare think that woman is less because she was a helper. What I said, she was made in the image of God in the beginning. I said that. And she was made for dominion just as you are. So if you're not going to do your job, she's going to do hers. Amen. Amen. But I'm so glad my wife is my helper. I'm so glad. When I look at my wife sometimes, I'm just astonished. I feel like I'm married a superwoman. And I'm going to talk about you, sweetie. I'm going to talk about you good. Sometimes I talk not so good about her. But today I'm going to talk good about her. All right. She manages our home. That's a big job. She does, sometimes I sit there in the office at home and she's always, our washer and dryer are always running. And our dishwasher is always running. And I'm like, I don't load those things. Oh my goodness. I hope she doesn't find out that I know that she does so much. She'll make me do more. Gotta be quiet. Don't say no. I said it already. Too late. She takes care of our children. We got a 3 months old, and I can only do half an hour at a time with her. I can change diaper, but I do it quick, like under a minute. Done. Here. Here, sweetie. She's done. You know, she feeds. She stays with her. She cooks. I mean, staying with my baby would be 3 months old. Baby would be a full-time job. And that's not the only thing she does. She manages the home, takes care of the children. She's a women's pastor in this church. She counsels women for 5 to 10 appointments a week. So glad I don't counsel women, because she's just good at that. She preaches. You know, she's a great preacher. Doesn't want to. She wants to be in the back scene, but I might call her up here sometimes and she'll have to preach. She runs a small business. For the last 3 years, every year she's been in business, she doubled her income. Don't you dare say that a woman who chooses to follow Christ and do things his way is going to be some kind of a rag, some kind of a mat that you walk on. Oh, don't you dare. Women are strong. Women were created to do so much. They're beautiful. They're wise. They're talented. Don't you dare ever put a woman down. She was made in the image of God. I'm so glad to be married to a godly woman who follows Christ. I get the better, obviously, the end of the stick of that relationship. I do, because I go to work. I bring home the money, some of the money. She brings some money. And yeah. I want to show you something. Bible teaches us dominion of a woman in Proverbs chapter 31. If you all could open, if you have a Bible, open to Proverbs 31. And I got to move fast through this. Verse 10. Listen to this. God here is talking about a virtuous, godly woman. And tell me that she's lower than a man. In this story, I think he's lower than her. Listen to this. Who can find a virtuous wife? Her worth is far above rubies. Her worth, I could say that about my wife. I know some of you guys here, most of you guys here who are married can say that about your wife. Her worth is more than rubies. Her heart, the heart of her husband, safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax. What's flax? I don't know. Okay. And willingly works with her hands. She's like a merchant ships. She brings her food from far. She also rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and a portion of her maidservants. She considers a field and buys it. Ho-ho. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. Dominating. Hallelujah. Notice never says that she controls her husband and she is being rude and manipulative. She girds herself with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good and her lamp does not go out by night. She stretches out her hand to that distaff, and her hand holds the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she reaches out her hand to the needy. She's not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. So watch him. He's sitting. He's like a professor or a teacher or something like that. He's a teacher. And look how much she does. It's amazing. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for her for the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She's not a glutton. She eats in her right time. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. The whole city knows about this woman. That's amazing. So tell me a woman is lower than a man, that she's somehow weaker than a man. Hallelujah. Last point, number three. Number three, she was created to be a helper. Genesis 2:18. And the Lord said, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. If you know anything about women, they're natural nurturers, helpers. I can prove it to you. There are close to 3 million nurses in America right now, registered nurses. Guess how many percentage of them are women? 94%, 94.4% are women. Women are better at helping and nurturing. They're better at relationships. You know, women are, let me tell you this, guys. I would not achieve the success I have in my life if it wasn't for my wife. So that point 17 in why women love being women is correct. Because of her, I'm able to do what I do. I had a friend, he's my buddy now, but he was called into ministry and his wife was totally against it. And she would not support him. Guess what it did? In 2 years, it broke down his ministry. He'll never start one again because his wife is not supportive. Guys, you want to be successful, you better treat your women right because she's a gift. Now, women, don't fall for the crazy feminist ideas that you are lower just because you called to help. I think men and women can achieve way more. Let me tell you a story. I know a couple out of state and they own a successful construction company. The husband is an easygoing man. He could go fishing twice a week and skip his business. But his wife is such a great helper and she doesn't put him down. She doesn't manipulate him or control him and tells him that you are lower than me. She helps him. She stays on him almost. She's like, come on, you can do this. You remember, you got to finish this project. She used to own a business of her own. And he used to own a business. And they were both mediocres. But now together, when they're working together, they got an amazing, huge business going together. Women, we're created to be helpers, guys. But we shouldn't abuse that. And women, you shouldn't be ashamed of that. Because when two become one, there's power in that. There's so much power in that. Women, being a helper is not a curse. Just as providing and protecting for a man is not a curse. It's not degrading to be a helper. I think it makes the family stronger. So many families are breaking apart because the order has been confused. And God wants to teach you His order. Helper, and this is the last one. Holy Spirit is called a helper. John 14:16. Let's put that up. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus said, I'm not going to be with you anymore, but I'm going to give you a helper, because you cannot do Christianity without a helper. Guys, you cannot achieve your dreams and have great success without a helper. God said, I will give you a helper. Guys, it doesn't make you some kind of dictator. When I look at Trinity, I see unity in diversity. Let me explain to you how and why. When I look at Trinity and I see God creating the world, he says, let us make man in our image. Holy Spirit is one of the us. Jesus is another one of us. If God doesn't say, my word, and that's it. No, when God does something, he says, let's have a council. Guys, it's stupid for you, married men. Those of you who are not married, learn. It'd be stupid for you to say, I'm the man, I said, and it's gonna go. That's stupid, because even God doesn't do that. That's the devil's way of doing it. Devil's way of doing it is, God says, no, let's have counsel. Let's work together. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm getting blessed by this series, because I got to treat my woman better. Holy Spirit is not lower than any. God the Father, God the Son. He's equal. Actually, you know I'm going to go there. Jesus said, whoever says blasphemy against Holy Spirit, not against God, not against Jesus, but against Holy Spirit, will not be forgiven, will not be pardoned in this age or the age to come. You know, we see in the Bible these images. God the Father, right? He's rough. He could be sometimes, he's loving, but he could whoop you too in the Old Testament. We see Holy Spirit, he's the soft. He's called he, but if I were to say Holy Spirit, I don't know, he's a creative force, he life-giving force. Maybe you can liken it to a woman. I don't want to do blasphemy or anything. He's called a he, so I'm going to call him he. I'm not going to call Holy Spirit she. But then we see Jesus, the balance of both of those. And he's an example for men and for women. Great example. For men and for women. How do I know what I'm supposed to be like? Look at Jesus. You were created in the image of him. And he's the perfect balance. Perfect being we could follow. Man we could follow. Amen. So, conclusion. And we're going to pray. Women, I want to set you free. That you are equal. You are made in the image of God. You don't have to try to prove. You don't have to compete with man to be women. Just be who you are. Find who you are. Discover your gifts, what God has you to do. Stop trying to prove that you can be better, or stop competing. Find who you are. Whenever you're competing, you already not sure about yourself. I used to, when we were first married, I used to say, I'm the man of this house, I said so. And my wife said it once. She said, why do you have to say it so much? Do you not believe it yourself? Do you want to convince yourself that you are? If you are, then you are. You don't have to prove to anybody that you are. Next week I'm going to talk about four needs that men have from women. The four things that men want from women. And then I'm going to teach on four things that women want from men, okay? So you want to be here. Today, just general explanation what they were created, men and women were created for. Hallelujah. Women, if you're a single woman, be careful who you date and who you marry. Make sure he has a vision. If you're a married woman, then become a helper. Choose to do it God's way. Now, you don't have to. You can do it the world ways. But Bible's way, God's ways, is always better. God's blueprint for your marriage is better than the world blueprint for your marriage. Choose to be a helper, not from force. Nobody's forcing you to do it. Just choose to be. When you're forced, you're a slave to it. When you choose to be, you're free. Women, you have a plan for your life. And if you are married, your plan and your husband's plan will come together. And you will be able to achieve great success in your life. I hope you were blessed by this message. Amen. Please stand to your feet. I want everyone to close their eyes. I want you to bow your head. The Holy Spirit is here. He's ministering. I don't want to finish the service without giving you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. Maybe you've been doing your life your way. Maybe you've been a Christian before, but now you want to surrender your life to Him again. You've backslided and you want to come back to Christ. Or maybe you've never given your life to Christ. And you've heard today's message, and I know it wasn't women, and you could be a man, but God somehow deeply spoke inside of your spirit. I'm going to count to three. And if you want to give your life to Christ today, if you want to recommit your life to Christ today, on a count of three, would you please raise your hand? God knew that you would be here today. There's a reason why you're here today. He wanted you to hear something. He wanted to speak to you. But I believe for some of you, He wanted to save you and forgive you and give you a new life, give you a new beginning. On a count of three, please raise your hand. One, two, three. Please raise your hand. One hand, two hands. Come on, raise them high. Three. Thank you for that. Come on, clap your hands, church. Give God the glory. Let's pray. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, forgive me. Save me. I want to live for your glory. Use me, God. Change my life for your kingdom and for your glory. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this message that we heard today. I thank you, God, that you are moving in our midst, God. I thank you that you're changing hearts, Lord, of men and women, God. Bless our families, Father. Bless our children. Keep us together. Make our marriages strong, God. May no force or darkness be able to separate us. Just as your Trinity is in complete unity, God, let our families be in complete unity, God. Let husband and wife find common language, get more education, read more books maybe to understand each other more. Let there be peace in our homes. Let there be joy in our homes, Father. You came to give us life to the fullest, Lord. And that means for our marriages as well. Father, so many children are suffering because moms and dads cannot make it work. Give them wisdom, Lord. Give us wisdom. Give them wisdom, Lord. Hallelujah. So much abuse in families, Lord. Because misunderstanding, because people call themselves Christians, but they don't follow Christ. They don't live according to His word. Help us live according to your word, Father. In Jesus' name. And the people of God said, amen. Put your hands together and bless God for this day, for this service. Hallelujah. Did you enjoy this series so far? Amen. Membership class tonight at 5 p.m. Amen. If you want to volunteer, stop by the information desk. We will give you a volunteer card. You can sign it. We'll get in contact with you. We have coffee and pastries in our cafe, so go ahead and get there fast because kids will go there and eat everything. If you're here for the first time, we have a gift for you. Stop by the information desk. We want to hand it to you. Be blessed, and we'll see you here tonight or next Sunday.